The Truth News Network. We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about.
This is TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan Newman.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TNN. Glad that you joined us today. Boy, it's wild and crazy out there. We're going to get wild and crazy in here today. The title of our story is A Drunk Sits at a Bar. I bet you don't expect that at TNN, huh? Well, think about this. You're a bartender, and a guy sits at the bar ordering drink after drink for 3 hours, and you, the bartender, continue to pour for him long after it's obvious to everyone in the bar, especially you, that he's had too much. He's drunk. He finally gets up, leaves the bar, gets in his car, and while driving home, hits a car head-on and kills 4 family members riding in that car. Who is responsible for those 4 deaths? Well, certainly the drunk is responsible, but in most states and most venues, so is the bartender. He should have known when enough was enough. If you're the bartender, you'd be charged as well. Juan Ramon Vasquez, an illegal immigrant who was deported, returned to Philadelphia, was arrested there, and pled guilty for returning after being deported. That's a crime. ICE requested that Philadelphia hold him to be picked up for deportation again. But Mayor Jim Kennedy, because Philadelphia had just been proclaimed by a federal court to be a sanctuary city, refused an ICE deportation hold request and released Vasquez. Vasquez then raped a little girl, was found guilty of the rape, and is serving a sentence. Of course, that little girl will never be the same. Outrage? Well, if the bartender who continued pouring drinks for the drunk who killed those 4 family members was complicit in that crime, shouldn't Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kennedy be complicit in that little girl's rape? Vasquez should have been prosecuted, as he was, and he's paying the price for his crime. The mayor should have been prosecuted for refusing to hold Vasquez, which led to a felony rape that would not have happened if the mayor and his police force had simply followed federal law. It's ironic that our nation, with the greatest justice system on earth, though established to be governed by the rule of law, now has a ruling class comprised mostly of politicians who have begun more and more to thumb their noses at laws they do not like and they refuse to enforce. Regarding illegal immigration, we have statistics that show the numbers of federal prosecutions of illegal immigrants for felonies, but we really don't have any idea of the validity of those statistics or how many illegal immigrants who commit crimes skate through the system, getting away with paying nothing for their crimes. We are told only about a few of the most heinous acts of just a few of those illegal immigrants. The American public as a whole is shocked when these stories slip through the media filters and are played out on a national stage. But that doesn't happen too often. Why? Because the mainstream media are in the tank for acceptance of illegal immigration and illegal immigrants, even at the cost of a quote-unquote few crimes. In fact, liberal media outlets go after President Trump viciously for instructing U.S. immigration officials to go after offenders and for the prosecution of every offender to the fullest extent of the law. Here's an example of one such case of the media going crazy. The Washington Post published the following story regarding stepped-up illegal immigration enforcement policy changes under President Trump immediately after his taking office. Here we go. Here's the story. A week after he won the election, President Trump promised that his administration would round up millions of immigrant gang members and drug dealers. And after he took office, arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers surged 40%. Officials at the agency, commonly known as ICE, praised Trump for putting teeth back into immigration enforcement, and they say their agency continues to prioritize national security threats and violent criminals, much as the Obama administration did. But as ICE officers get wider latitude to determine whom they detain, the biggest jump in arrest has been of immigrants with no previous criminal convictions. The agency made 37,734 non-criminal arrests in the government's 2017 fiscal year, more than twice the number in the previous year. The category includes suspects facing possible charges as well as those without criminal records. Critics say ICE is increasingly grabbing at the lowest hanging fruit of deportation-eligible immigrants to meet the president's unrealistic goals, replacing a targeted system with a scattershot approach aimed at boosting the agency's enforcement statistics. ICE has not carried out mass roundups or major workplace raids under Trump, but nearly every week brings a contentious new arrest. The story continued with a specific example. A Virginia mother was sent back to El Salvador in June after her 11 years in the United States unraveled because of a traffic stop. A Connecticut man with an American-born wife and children and no criminal record was deported to Guatemala. And an immigration activist in New York, Ravi Ragbir, was detained in a case that brought ICE a scathing rebuke from a federal judge. The judge said, quote, "It ought not to be, and it has never before been, that those who have lived without incident in this country for years are subjected to treatment we associate with regimes we revile as unjust," said U.S. District Judge Catherine B. Forrest, reading her opinion in court before ordering ICE to release Ragbir. "We are not that country," she said. "Immigrants whose only crime was living in the country illegally were largely left alone during the latter years of the Obama administration. But that policy has been scrapped." So that's the Washington Post in their story. Notice a few little things in the story they said and just kind of blew through. Even the judge acknowledged that they're criminals. She said this, quote, "Immigrants whose only crime was living in the country illegally." There's a crime. It's breaking a federal law, and more than one of them, and doing it again and again. So what that judge is saying, a judge who took an oath, rose, put a hand on a Bible, raised a right hand, and promised to uphold the laws of the United States of America. But yet, as she's telling ICE to release an illegal immigrant, she states, in direct contravention of her oath of office and the United States rule of law, "Immigrants whose only crime was living in the country illegally were largely left alone during the latter years of the Obama administration, but that policy has been scrapped." Her words, not mine. Now, what does she mean? Without saying it, what she said was that policy of not enforcing the law, of not charging people who violate the law, has been scrapped by a president who, oddly enough, tells his Justice Department to enforce the laws of America that were passed by Congress. And a federal judge has the gall to say the president's wrong. More just ahead. Sit tight. Back in a moment at the Truth News Network.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Clarity of thought. Clarity of vision. Clarity of message. TruthNewsNet.org. Again, Dan Newman.
Welcome back to TNN, the Truth News Network. Today, our story is titled... If you just read it on the website, you'd probably be shocked. A drunk sits at a bar. Well, we did talk about a bartender that got in a lot of trouble for being complicit in a head-on collision that killed four people. Let's move on as we talk about politically correct regarding U.S. immigration laws. This is a quote. The president's immigration actions and Muslim ban will make America less safe. As a prosecutor, I can tell you it is a serious mistake to conflate criminal justice policy with immigration policy as if they're the same thing. They are not. I have personally prosecuted everything from low-level offenses to homicides. I know what a crime looks like. I will tell you, an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. But that's what these actions do. They suggest all immigrants are criminals and treat immigrants like criminals. These statements were included in a speech by Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat of California. She's almost certainly going to make herself available for a White House run in 2020 on the Democrat ticket, and has become one of the chief opponents of all things President Trump. Harris's staff explained her claim as meaning, and we quote here, illegal immigrants are not guilty of a crime for crossing the border illegally, but they simply violated civil law. That's not true, folks. Their crossing breaks a U.S. immigration law, which is a crime, albeit a misdemeanor and not a felony. The first time they do it, it is a crime. It's a misdemeanor. Being deported and returning becomes a felony act. One would think that Ms. Harris, a former prosecutor, would know the meaning of the word crime. Don't kid yourself. Harris does know. It's just politically correct for her to say illegal crossing the U.S. border is not a crime. They just shouldn't do it. In other words, according to Senator Harris, illegal immigration is not illegal. It's just something they feel like they need to do. Wow. Kamala Harris and fellow California Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein simply cannot find it in their hearts to push local, state, and federal authorities to enforce immigration laws. In fact, the exact opposite is true. Did you hear the outcry from Senator Dianne Feinstein when in her hometown, San Francisco, Kate Steinle was gunned down at Fisherman's Wharf by a five-time deported illegal immigrant? Did you hear? Did you hear what she had to say? Crickets. Feinstein stood silently by while Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, age 45, was acquitted of murder and involuntary manslaughter charges by a jury in San Francisco, as well as assault with a deadly weapon in the killing of Kate Steinle. This is the horror, folks. He was deported five times before his sixth arrest in San Francisco for being in the U.S. illegally. he was not deported the sixth time. And you ask, why not? Well, the city of San Francisco had taken the title of a sanctuary city. And therefore, they too, just like in Philadelphia, refused an ICE deportation hold notice for Garcia, and they released him. 32-year-old Kate Steinle paid with her life for sanctuary city status for San Francisco when Garcia walked out of jail, found that gun, and used it to kill Kate Steinle. Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, was recently spotted in El Paso, touting to a group of Hispanics the glory of voting for Democrats in November, so to take back the House of Representatives, to put her in power again as House Speaker, to allow her to marshal the U.S. government to once again open the southern border to any and all illegals. Here's Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi says voting for Democrats is the only way to give leverage to illegal immigrants.
We are not going to be able to get it done under the Republican leadership in Congress. We believe that we will have leverage when we win in November. And why that's important? Because it gives leverage to every family, to every mom who courageously brought her child across the desert to escape.
The House Minority Leader making the comments in El Paso, Texas, Pelosi discussing her opposition to President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy.
You know, it is sad that the United States at its core is under assault from the inside. Under attack is the very backbone of the nation that made us different from every other country. Think about this. Without the rule of law, the U.S. will look just like Venezuela, Cuba, and some European socialist nations. It is becoming more and more obvious that this is what Pelosi, Feinstein, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, and company want to see happen. But on second thought, maybe that's not true. Maybe the quartet is just trying to come up with any way possible to take back control of Congress. What's the big deal? Well, listen, folks, they have experienced the rush that power gives one who is the ultimate government official in charge. Both Pelosi and Schumer have led their respective congressional chambers. They both know the fat cat benefits that come with being House Speaker and Senate majority titles, like private government jets that fly you home on the weekend. Nancy Pelosi used a government jet that we paid for almost every weekend to fly her from Washington back to California and then back from California to D.C. They have huge House and Senate office and staff budgets, unlimited expense accounts. They have junkets with lobbyists from everywhere, cush jobs for friends, relatives, and campaign donors, and craved for congressional appointments of those to whom they feel obligated. Unfettered power. Yes, with power comes all the goodies D.C. has to offer. And Pelosi and Schumer and Kamala Harris and Feinstein don't have it right now. Fighting for illegal immigrants' safe status in the United States is just a means to their objective. Get the immigrants legal and with the right to vote. That'll convince them for a lifetime that they owe all they are and all they have to Democrats. What would fix this problem the right way? And it needs to happen, folks. It needs to happen quickly. Congress needs to fix immigration law. We could spend days discussing whether or not members of Congress really want to fix immigration laws that are bad. They're antiquated. They don't get the job done. But that would be based on opinion. Right now, I am not certain there is sufficient political will to pay what the price would be for the political careers in either party to go down that road, fixing immigration law. But it could be fixed with legislation. And it should be fixed with legislation. There is no doubt about that. Lost in all the immigration noise is this. What would Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Barack Obama think about sanctuary city status and ignoring ICE deportation holds if Kate Steinle was their daughter? Or is Kate's death and the virginity of that little girl in Philadelphia and her mental status for the rest of her life simply the justified price to pay for Democrats to regain and maintain their political power? I think you know the answer to that question. I hope that that's not an okay price in their minds for Americans to pay for that power. That's going to do it at the Truth News Network today. Thank you for joining us. So much more ahead this week. A lot of big issues on the table. Stay close. We'll be back tomorrow with more good stuff for you. And thanks for joining us every day at the Truth News Network. So long.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.